Here's three things that will help you raise your rate as a digital marketing assistant, even when other people are charging less. Hey everyone, I'm Emily Reagan, and you've discovered Unicorns Unite. This is a podcast for freelancers, service providers, virtual assistants, and curious listeners who would like to experience the freedom and flexibility of working virtually. We're the magic makers, movers and shakers, and the real people doing the work behind the scenes of online businesses. Welcome to Unicorns Unite. Hey, I'm Emily. Welcome back to the show. I'm a fellow freelancer, and I teach digital marketing techie strategies to virtual assistants and freelancers. I help women learn these skills inside the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School, which is open only for one more day. So if you're listening to this podcast, jump on it. We'll put the link below. The cart is closing Wednesday, October 19th at midnight. We're not opening again for a live cohort until next year, probably the fall. So I want to get that out of the way. This is going to be a shorty episode. I talk to a lot of freelancers about their prices. I talk to a lot of business owners about who they're hiring and working with and what they're looking for. And I have this very special insider look at what's really going on. And I love it because I love to be in the know. That's the journalism girl in me for sure. I see this happen a lot. I see freelancers start from the get-go and launch their businesses to crickets. And then they're on the struggle bus to try to find clients. And a lot of times, two things are happening. And it has to do with their pricing and their services. What I see the most common is people coming out of the gate trying to specialize, because I know all of the VA coaches are saying, specialize, specialize, specialize. You have to pick a niche. The riches are in the niches. And it's true. They are there. But here's the thing. You have to get there. You have to get there to be able to charge those premium rates. So last week we were doing our pricing workshop and we were talking a lot about it. So this is really on the mind. And I was telling everyone, and I teach inside my course, to start at least $25 an hour. And for some of us, that's great. If we've been not working, that's amazing. It's double the price of Chick-fil-A. And for others, we see that rate and we think, oh, that's not enough. And it's true. It's not enough to cover expenses for their family, and everyone has a different type of situation here. Now, if you're coming to the table with skills, if you're coming with some level of expertise, like my example that I say a lot is I came from the PR world, I could charge well for those press releases. I can charge well for that service because it's something I was already doing. I had a reputation of doing it well, and I had a little bit of a clientele. This was back in the day when I first transitioned to freelancing. And so that's when someone can absolutely kind of get away with charging a premium rate. When you are coming to the table with clients already and a premium service and you are good at it. But what happens a lot is I see some of these crazy TikTok VA coaches saying you can charge, you know, $45, $75 an hour. And I mean, there is market pricing to think about too, but you don't do that out of the gate as an unknown. And your prices could be too high. How do you know if your prices are too high? You're not booked out. People aren't booking your services, right? And so we're going to talk about three ways to raise your rates and get there. But just know that it's kind of a stair-stepping strategy. I talked about how to increase your rates with your clients on another podcast, episode 112, if you want to go look for it. And that was about what you say to your current clients to level them up. But how do you do the work to get to these higher rates? Because $25 an hour sounds amazing, but very quickly, when you realize you're doing the marketing work, when you're bringing in traffic, when you're bringing in sales, that you're giving it away a little bit. And absolutely, get your first client at $25 and immediately stair step. The next client needs to come in at $28, $30. Start increasing. Every time you get a new client, you've proven the model, you've gained confidence, the next one is going to be more. Then you come back and up-level everybody else to the same level. And that takes work. And this is how you start from scratch when nobody really knows you. This other thing happens when your rates are too low and you're not getting booked out. And you have to think about that too. Is it your pricing or is it your services? You do have to talk to people. If your pricing is too low, there's a perception that you don't know what you're doing, you're not skilled, and people don't always want to take the risk on you. When your pricing is low, you can also attract horrible, bad clients. I mean, you can get the cheapskate client who will treat you as a commodity. Not always true, but there is kind of a direct correlation between low prices and crappy clients. There's a reason there's a zillion memes out about that. So if you're not booked out, it could also be your services if you're not offering the right things that people actually want. Here's the deal. Things are going overseas. There are some tasks that can just be done cheaper. So how do you communicate your value, show that you stand out as a DMA, as a digital marketing assistant? Well, first of all, it starts with one. Thing number one here is killing it on your discovery call. There's a whole art to your discovery call to get your clients to talk about what they need and what their pain points are. And this is why I have a sales coach and offer strategist, Tracy Patterson, coming into DMA to help us learn this art, this conversation, extracting these pain points and basically getting these clients to admit why other VAs haven't worked out. And I have two other experts to come in and help us here because the discovery call is where you set the tone. Heather Sager, my friend and speaking coach, is coming in to talk about camera confidence. And then I have another dear friend, Michelle Hunter, who's coming into the course to talk about pricing confidence. It's all about confidence in the discovery call. That's where it makes or break you. If you don't come across confident in your pricing and your services, the client's going to pick up on that and not trust you. And when they're not trusting you, they're going to look at your work with a magnifying glass. They're going to see reasons to not believe in you. And you don't want to start off on that kind of foot. I mean, it's very subtle EQ here, you know? So this happened the other day when I was talking to a successful business owner who was complaining about her VA and some things that weren't working out. And it was an admin VA, and she was expecting marketing tasks from this person. And so there's a whole conversation I could have. But I basically got her to admit that she needed to hire someone who knew what they were doing, who had experience. And in order to get that person, she needed to, guess what, pay more. That is essentially what you're doing in your discovery call. You're getting those clients to admit, or those prospects, I should say, to admit what didn't work. And then you position yourself to be the solution to be better, right? You can say things like, it sounds like you're not ready to hire an employee because of X, Y, and Z. Positioning yourself to be the independent contractor that they need. It sounds like someone with these skills wasn't quite, you know, sufficient and you need this. Get them to nod and say yes. And then you set yourself up with a big softball to come in and be the solution as a digital marketing assistant who gets it, who understands the marketing ecosystem, who knows how to do the work, optimize the different funnels, do all the tasks. And there's a big discrepancy right now. There's a big gap. There's people who say they're VAs, but they don't actually know what they're doing. And sometimes they do more harm in the business. The business owner wonders why the needle isn't working, moving, ticking, whatever we want to say, bouncing around. Just kidding. Okay, let's just take a moment here. It's impossible to get referrals without putting yourself out there all the time. It's really difficult to have a community when you're doing the work by yourself. It's also hard to stay up to date when you're just one person, and digital marketing trends, platforms, technology, and strategies change all of the time. And it's no fun having to do lead generation for your business when you'd rather be doing billable hours. So I have a solution for you. Come join my digital marketing workgroup. It's a tight community of freelancers, virtual assistants, digital marketing specialists, who are all up-leveling in their skills, getting advanced trainings, applying for my job ops, and becoming digital marketing specialist and managers and strategist. This is an online referral community for both skilled and up-and-coming digital marketing service pros and virtual assistants. We've shared over 800 jobs with our community. We'd love to have you too. If you need client work, if you need a squad behind you, if you need help raising your prices, promoting yourself to the next level, this is the place to be. You can apply for the workgroup with the link in the show notes. We'd love to have you. Back to the show. Okay, so your step one to be able to raise your rate is really, really hit it home with the discovery call. Luckily, I got your back inside the UDMA school. We have these experts coming in. I have a training inside my Freelancer Biz Kickstarter, and that will really help you. Then the other thing you need to do, step two here, is really focus in these calls and with your packages as you up-level into packages is focus on the value-based pricing. And that's really emphasizing results rather than the time it takes you to do it. And if you can get your clients to shift into this type of understanding, you will be able to charge more. And this is hard. This is hard to do in the beginning because we're so easy to do time-based and charge hourly. And I get it. And that's the basis of all of our project rates and even our packages is knowing what our hourly rate is. This is what we went over last week in the pricing workshop. But the key to really nailing it with the value-based pricing is getting your client to recognize and admit how your service will impact their business and get them to put a dollar amount on that, right? Get them to see that and appreciate that and get them to understand the potential value of your services, the real business impact of your services. And this is why marketing is so important. Yeah, you might be updating a blog, you might be sending out an email, but think about the greater impact of that. You're nurturing the audience so the launch is successful. You're pushing out a podcast so the top of funnel is working. It's all value-based, and it's so easy to track that with marketing because marketing's bringing in the traffic, and we can track that. We can see the leads that it's bringing in. We can see the sales that it's bringing in, and that's why in the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School, I teach you how to do these UTM links, how to do the tracking component, how to report your numbers, and be able to show your worth. And when you can show your worth, it's easier to increase your rates with your current clients as well. Then you can go on to step number three, and use these numbers to really build your reputation. Your clients need to be talking about you, raving about you. You need to be getting results for them. You need to be bragging about that on your website, in your portfolio, on your social, even minimally showing up with your results and taking credit where credit is due. And a lot of us behind the scenes, that makes us feel stupid, uncomfortable. It is. I mean, I was there for years when I was on Jennifer Alwa's team. I didn't like to talk about it. I still don't want to name drop, but it was crazy because like when I got a win for her, no one knew it was me and, you know, or the team or whoever it was. There's a way to do the humble brag. There's a way to document it so it works in your favor. Okay. So when you can build a reputation, when you start to get known for something, we circle back to the beginning of this podcast. We just went in a big circle to being able to be specialized, to have the niche, because then you start building your name. This is why I teach digital marketing assistants to get their foot in the marketing mailroom, get their hands in all the work, and just do the best they can and up level from there. I see this over and over as the quickest path. Deciding on a niche before you've done the work is one of the silliest ideas I've ever seen, and this is what all of the coaches are teaching. I am doing something different here. We are marketing specialists, but we're still a little bit of a generalist. We're still a Jill of all trades, but we get it and we can use this to our advantage. And you use this knowledge to really get results for your client, prove yourself and up level. So those are three things that can help you raise your rates as a DMA. And quite easily, people who don't understand the value of their services are going to be charging less. People who are doing admin are going to be charging less. I actually had a really good question, statement, complaint, gripe in the webinar about the whole admin thing. And I just want to clear something up now. Admin is still important. It's hard to compete when that work can be farmed overseas and done cheaper. We can't compete with different exchange rates and different costs of living overseas. You can't compete with that. There is value in admin, but that comes at a project manager level, okay? And so the same thing kind of has to happen. You might have to get in, get your foot in the door and up level very quickly if you want to be able to raise your rates. I don't teach admin. I don't. Sometimes that kind of falls into an area a DMA can help with. By nature, we are doing some project management. We are helping clients with some customer service out in a pinch. That can happen, but that's not the main responsibility I'm teaching. I don't teach you how to manage an inbox or manage a calendar. And quite personally, those are my drudgery zones. I hate my calendar. I hate managing it probably because I have four kids and I have a schedule I can't predict with a husband who was always in the military and never around to count on. Okay, that might just be a little complaint for the past. Moving on, going on to round two. Bonus, you want to raise your rates. You need to get in circles with bigger clients and sometimes you pay to play. This is why people pay for $30,000 masterminds, to have a seat at the table with other people who are at their level who can refer them. So you might need to look out for those type of opportunities. It's just how it is. You cannot build a business on your own. You have to have a network. You have to have the correct services, services that are in demand and services that are more value-based. I hope you loved this podcast. I hope it helps you. I hope it sees the big picture. And I'm not trying to shame you. I'm just trying to give you a vision, a roadmap, somewhere to head toward. So you're not aimlessly charging $12 an hour and you're not awake to what the real world is doing. I was there for years because I didn't know, because the VA world was way different back in 2009. You know better because you are smart. You're listening to this podcast. Hey, and guess what? You want to get even smarter? Join the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School. We're open for about 48 hours. Join us, enroll. You'll start learning this digital marketing foundation all about online business. You'll be able to plug yourself into clients' businesses in different situations and quickly level up from the $25 an hour VA. I have people who have doubled their rates. There are people in our work group who are $100 an hour. We have tech specialists. Like, you can grow from here. You can't just specialize out of nowhere being a nobody and expect results. I got your back. Join us. And that cart closes soon. And next week on the podcast, we're going to bring some guests back. I'm going to take a little bit of break and love on my new unicorn students. And I will see you here next week. If you want to start earning income as a digital marketing service provider or digital marketing assistant, you only need your laptop. You can tap into what online business owners really need help with by downloading my top 10 most requested tasks. These are the services I did for years for my clients behind the scenes. You can take this download and apply it to your own business and start by offering these very same services. If you want to niche down in digital marketing, this is your guide. Just use the link in the show notes or go to emilyreaganpr.com/services. And you wanted to know that, didn't you? Okay.